Canto 1, Krishna appears. Based on Krishna book, chapter 2, scene 2, Devaki's 7th pregnancy and the appearance of Yoga Maya. When Devaki became pregnant for the 7th time, a plenary expansion of Krishna known as Ananta appeared within her womb. Devaki was overwhelmed with both jubilation and lamentation. She was joyful, for she could understand that Lord Vishnu had taken shelter within her womb. But at the same time, she was sorry that as soon as her child would come out, Kamsa would kill him. So at that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, being compassionate upon the fearful condition of the Yadus due to the atrocities committed by Kamsa, Krishna ordered the appearance of his Yogamaya, or internal potency. Krishna is the Lord of the universe, but Krishna is especially the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. This Yogamaya is the principal potency of the personality of Godhead. In the Vedas, it is stated that the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has multi-potencies, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. All the different potencies are acting externally and internally, and Yoga Maya is the chief of all potencies. He ordered the appearance of Yoga Maya in the land of Brajabhumi in Vrindavan, which is always decorated and full with beautiful cows. In Vrindavan, Rohini, one of the wives of Vasudeva, was residing at the house of King Nanda and Queen Yashoda. Not only Rohini, but many others in the Yadu dynasty were scattered all over the country due to their fear of the atrocities of Kamsa. Some of them were even living in the caves of the mountains. The Lord thus informed Yogamaya, "Under the imprisonment of Kamsa are Devaki and Vasudeva, and at the present moment my plenary expansion, Shesha, is within the womb of Devaki. You may arrange the transfer of Shesha from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And after this arrangement, I am personally going to appear in the womb of Devaki with my full potencies. Then I shall appear as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. And you shall appear as the daughter of Nanda and Yashoda in Vrindavan. Now since you will appear as my contemporary sister, people within the world will worship you with all kinds of valuable presentations, incense, candles, flowers, and offerings of sacrifice. You shall quickly satisfy their desires for sense gratification. People who are after materialistic affection will worship you under the different forms of your expansions, which will be named Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, Ambika." And so, Krishna and Yogamaya appeared as brother and sister, the Supreme Powerful and the Supreme Power. Although there is no clear distinction between the powerful and the power, power is always subordinate to the powerful. Those who are materialistic are worshippers of the power. But those who are transcendentalists are worshippers of the powerful. Krishna is the supreme powerful, and Durga is the supreme power within this material world. Actually, people in the Vedic culture worship both the powerful and the power. There are many hundreds of thousands of temples of Vishnu and Devi, and sometimes they are worshipped simultaneously. The worshipper of the power Durga, or the external energy of Krishna, may achieve all kinds of material success very easily. But anyone who wants to be elevated transcendentally must engage in worshipping the powerful in Krishna consciousness. The Lord also declared to Yogamaya that His plenary expansion, Ananta Shesha, was within the womb of Devaki. On account of being forcibly attracted to the womb of Rohini, he will be known as Sankarsana and would be the source of all spiritual power or bala by which one could be able to attain the highest bliss of life, which is called Ramana. And therefore, the plenary portion Ananta would be known after his appearance either as Sankarsana Balaram. In the Upanishads it is stated, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhya. The purport is that one cannot attain the supreme or any form of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. Bala does not mean physical strength. No one can attain spiritual perfection by physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Sankarsana. Ananta or Shesha is the power which sustains all the planets in their different positions. Materially, this sustaining power is known as the law of gravitation, but actually, it is the display of the potency of Sankarsana. Balaram or Sankarsana is spiritual power or the original spiritual master. Therefore, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the incarnation of Balaram, is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who supplies spiritual strength. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is confirmed that the spiritual master is the manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. And so, when Yogamaya was thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated the Lord and then appeared within this material world according to His order. When the supremely powerful personality of Godhead transferred Lord Shesha from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, both of them were under the spell of Yogamaya, which is also called Yoga Nidra. And when this was done, people understood that Devaki's seventh pregnancy was a miscarriage. Thus, although Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to appear as her son. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.